And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of Grace Paley, born in the Bronx, 1922, author of The Little Disturbances of Man, Enormous Changes at the Last Minute. The poet Naguib Mahfouz, born Cairo, 1911, best known for his Cairo trilogy. Naguib Mahfouz, who said, "If the urge to write should ever leave me, I want that day to be my last." It's the birthday of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, born in 1918 in Kislovodsk, Russia, working as a high school science teacher when he published his first novel, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, 1962, about a prisoner laying bricks in a Soviet labor camp. Solzhenitsyn said, "For a country to have a great writer is like having another government. That's why no regime has ever loved great writers, only minor ones." It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas McGuane, Wyandotte, Michigan, 1939, came from a family of Irish Catholics, emigrated to Massachusetts, where they saw themselves as outsiders. He said, "My parents moved to the Midwest. I can assure you that whatever we thought we were, we did not consider ourselves to be Midwesterners. When I moved to Montana in my 20s, I felt myself to be an outsider. The only thing that seems reassuring is that most Montanans feel the same way." McGuane went to the University of Michigan. One of his classmates was Jim Harrison. They became lifelong friends. First novel, The Sporting Club, 1969. He sold the film rights and bought a ranch with the profits. Spent the 70s in Hollywood writing screenplays, Rancho Deluxe, The Missouri Breaks. McGuane said, "Aspiring to be a screenwriter is like aspiring to be a co-pilot." Thomas McGuane, fly fisherman. He was Montana's cutting horse champion for 3 years in a row. And it's the birthday of the poet and novelist Jim Harrison, born in Grayling, Michigan, 1937. When he was 25, he was invited to go on a hunting trip with his father and sister. In the end, he didn't go, and they were both killed a few hours later, hit by a drunk driver. Wrote 3 books of poems first. Then, when he was in bed for months with an injured back, he tried writing a novel entitled Wolf, a False Memoir. A few years later came his novella Legends of the Fall. This fall, he came out with a new book of poetry, Songs of Unreason, and a new novel, The Great Leader. Jim Harrison, who said, "Life is sentimental. Why should I be cold and hard about it? That's the main content. The biggest thing in people's lives is their loves and dreams and visions, you know." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison entitled Broom. To remember you're alive, visit the cemetery of your father at noon after you've made love and are still wrapped in a mammalian odor that you were forced to cherish. Under each stone is someone's inevitable surprise, the unexpected death of their biology that struggled hard as it must. Now to home, without looking back. Enough is enough. En route, buy the best wine you can afford, and a dozen stiff brooms. Have a few swallows, then throw the furniture out the window and begin sweeping. Sweep until the walls are bare of paint, and at your feet, sweep until the floor disappears. Finish the wine in this field of air. Return to the cemetery in evening and wind through the stones a slow dance of your name, visible only to birds. A poem by Jim Harrison, Broom, from Songs of Unreason, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.